Just about everyone can relate to the unbridled joy of playing sports as a kid. Maybe you were your high school soccer star, or you dominated the basketball court. You spent all your mornings in a lap pool, or you just couldn't wait to get to your after-school softball practice. But as a kid, you likely weren't focused on all the work involved behind the scenes of the sport that you were playing. All of the organizational, administrative needs any organized sports team needs to be successful. People need to know where to go, who they're playing against, when and where their practices are being held, as well as what equipment to bring. Demosphere has created integrated user-friendly tools specifically for the way sports organizations are run. They take the busy work out of sports management so that players, teachers, parents, and even amateur adults can kick back and focus on what's most important, having fun. What else makes Demosphere so interesting? They're a family-owned business with over 30 years of experience. And like any family-owned business, they're a tight-knit crew. So how do you go about approaching the rebrand of a client who has such a long and storied history? We had the pleasure of working with Demosphere on a brand refresh a year ago, and I had the chance to sit down with Chris Baker, Demosphere's president, along with our creative directors, George, Greg, and our director of client services, Esther, to talk about the work we were able to produce together for the team behind Team Sports. Take a listen, and we hope that you enjoy. Chris, thanks so much again for being here with us today. We're super excited about this. So for our listeners out there, could you give us a quick overview of who you are and just a little bit more about all the work that you guys do over at Demosphere?
Sure, yeah. My name is Chris Baker. I'm the president of Demosphere. I've been there about 12 years. Our team is really a really tight-knit, collaborative group of people, and we create and extend web applications that are geared towards sports organizations. So we do things like online registration of players and teams and game scheduling and team building. And we're really excited about our new product that's coming out, which is geared more towards referees and game assignments and things like that.
So Demosphere is obviously an incredibly established organization. You guys have been around for over 30 years now. What initially prompted you guys to seek out a brand refresh?
Demosphere has a pretty amazing story to tell. We, as you said, we've been around for almost 30 years now. We have a lot of history going back to our days of working with FIFA and the World Cup Technology Committee. I think over time, some of that messaging may get lost in the market. And so it was a really good opportunity for us to kind of take a step back, make sure that we understood what our message was and how we wanted to present ourselves to the rest of the world, and then get some expertise on how to properly present that message to everybody else.
I bet when you first started, people were printing out rosters, signing up on sheets.
Yeah, you know, handwriting stuff, printing stuff. I think one of the first solutions we ever built was a phone tree calling system where you would call in and you would like leave the score on a voicemail, and then somebody would go back and like transcribe everything and, you know, type it up and, you know, disseminate it for the rest of the world. So obviously things have changed a lot since then, and especially with, you know, everybody wanting mobile first. That's the way everything has gone. We all have a phone. We don't always sit stationary at our computer, so this information needs to be accessible on the go. Which, you know, means more development and, you know, really pushing the envelope there.
So for the people listening in, what do you think is your differentiator?
I mean, I think a lot of it is the fact that we have the experience, expertise in this space and a true passion for what we're doing. When you're building a brand, it's not about, you know, power. It's not about money. It's not about, you know, necessarily how you're recognized in the marketplace, but it's really about building trust. And that's what we're going for, is that we want people to trust who we are and that we're doing things for the right reasons and that it's not about the money. I truly believe, and I say this a lot, that if we build solutions that people want, like genuinely want, that's the authenticity part of it, then, you know, the money will come because they'll want to use our services and stay with us long term. So That's the key, I think, that unfortunately, I think, you know, a lot of businesses out there miss that point, and it's the most important thing. Our strengths, our experience, and our familial, you know, aspects of our community, our greater community, I think sometimes that can also be perceived as a detriment because people do think that, oh, you're a family-owned business. But when we say family, we don't just mean the Baker family. You know, we mean our extended family, all of our employees who we care very deeply about, and our customers, many of whom we've been working with for 15 years. So it's a whole, that family aspect is a whole community and not just, you know, the little Baker family.
It also speaks to the importance of understanding your brand so that the core values of what you do remain.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what was great about going through the process with you guys is that you helped us kind of focus on that. We knew that messaging was there. That internal messaging has always been there since the beginning, 1990. But sitting down with you and your team and going through the exercises of, you know, just understanding our brand and who we are, it was a really fun process. Every time we have a company meeting, you know, we always pull up our mission statement and our brand identity and the pillars and, you know, just reminding everybody that this is why we do what we do. And you look around the room and you see a lot of head nods, you know, everyone gets it. And that way, when, you know, I hear my staff, whether it's our support team or our, you know, sales executives, when they're out there in the market, they're using those words to describe our company. And it's a really good feeling to know that it's consistent across the organization. So one of the things that you guys helped us come up with was like our tagline of the team behind team sports. And I remember exactly that moment, George, when you said it, I was like, yes, that's it. That is it. It was great. It was a really good process. But then to even like tack on to that point, it's not just about what we think or about what you think based on what we've told you, but is it what do our clients think? What do the prospective clients think? How are we being perceived in the market? And one of the really good success stories that I can share is, so every year we attend the United Soccer Coaches convention, which is in January of every year. And so we chose that time to really roll out our brand and our new brand, you know, our new branding, our new website, and, you know, just overall marketing, messaging, and so forth. And it was really well received. We got a lot of positive compliments, not only from, you know, clients, but also prospective clients, but most importantly from people who have known us for many, many years and do know who we are at the core. And, you know, whether or not it's 100% corollary is questionable, but we walked away from the convention this year with more than double the amount of leads that we got last year. Yeah, so that was excellent. Really, really exciting, quite wow. Impressive growth. So we're happy about that.
Was there ever any hesitation to the questions we asked?
I guess I wasn't expecting when we came in with the management team to kind of have those planned out exercises. And there was one that you guys did, which was really fun. And that was I forget exactly what it was, but something about like 5 years, you know, if there was like a headline about Demisphere, what would it be? And just having each one of our management team members come up with like what their thought of is what the future would be. That was really fun and interesting and, you know, caught me a little off guard. I was like, wow, I don't know. But we had some similar concept of where we thought the company was headed.
So you mentioned that the results of the brand has definitely changed the way that you and your team approach a lot of the decisions that Demisphere makes. Have you seen it actually make a difference in the company culture as well?
I think it has reassured something that was already there. There's one thing to kind of have this underlying feeling of how things are and how you're, you know, everybody feels as being part of the company. But having the like set in stone, you know, pillars of your brand and your tagline and your, you know, messaging on point, it makes a huge, it's like the glue that holds everything together. It has absolutely impacted the way that our employees interact with the outside, you know, world. They're not afraid to say the things about, like, we're not afraid to say we're a family-owned business, you know? We're not afraid to say that we're privately held and that we don't have investment dollars out there. Like, we're not afraid to say those things because they make us who we are and we're proud of it. It's fun to watch them, like, interact with people when we're doing trade shows and stuff and just being like, yep, it's exactly on point. And for those of you listening out there, if you haven't done a brand refresh, it's definitely worth the time and energy and money. It was a lot of fun, and I think the rewards will continue to pay off over time. So thank you guys. It's been fun.
Thank you.
It was a good time.
Thank you so much.
Demisphere is an information technology company based in Northern Virginia, catering to the technology needs of sports organizations around the country. For more information, you can go to www.demisphere.com, spelled DEMOSPHERE. Today's roundtable discussion featured Chris Baker, president of Demisphere, graphics creative directors George Nicholas and Greg Claviano, along with graphics director of client services, Esther Nardone. I'm Clara Shannon, and you're listening to Studio G.